This is Ozarks at Large. Tickets went on sale this morning for the first concert by the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, or SONA. The March 17th concert at Walton Arts Center marks a return of the former North Arkansas Symphony with a new name. It's a return to the stage after the symphony ceased performances and erased a large debt. Paul Haas, the new conductor, lives in New York City, is a composer and musician as well as a conductor. He has professional connections with the San Antonio Symphony, the Rochester Philharmonic, and he's conducted the National Symphony Orchestra. He was hired to lead the orchestra last year, and this week he talked with P.J. Hrabowski, music director at KUAF, about the launch of SONA.
I got to tell you, from where I sit today, that this is such a strong organization, and I just couldn't be prouder to be a part of this. When they brought me on board, I just, you know, when I look around this area and see who all is really invested in this effort, it's a magical opportunity, and I just can't wait.
Are you picking the orchestra?
Oh yeah. In fact, we began open blind auditions last October.
Now, blind auditions, does that mean where you go behind the curtain and you can't see them and they
Correct.
Perform? Okay.
Yeah, so basically we wanted to make this an absolutely fair process that was wholly based on talent. And so we had musicians from a 7-state area coming in and auditioning for this orchestra. And yeah, as luck would have it, over half of the players in the orchestra, you know, regardless of the fact that it was behind a curtain, over half of the orchestra are locals.
Great.
Which really speaks to the level of quality of players you're going to find in this area. And that's, to me, that is just so wonderful to have that be the case.
How big will the orchestra be?
It depends on the concert, but it's right around 74, 75, something like that.
Okay. Now, your first concert will be in March?
Yeah, March 17.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Well, the first thing I'm going to tell you is that I can't tell you everything. Because I've programmed 2 surprises.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the things I can tell you about are, number one, Brahms Symphony No. 4 in E minor, which, of course, is just one of the most magical pieces out there.
And his final symphony.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh. Okay, so Brahms, anything else I can bring up? Something that starts with an M?
Yeah, sure. Mendelssohn Violin Concerto. And this is played by a phenomenal Russian violinist named Liana Gorgia. And I actually met her for the first time years ago in Switzerland. And I worked with her recently in November, and I can promise you, you're going to be blown away. She's really amazing.
First concert is March. Now, is this going to be a new season beginning in the spring, or will that be the only concert for the spring? I know you guys are just getting it all together now, so I was just kind of curious about that.
Yeah, absolutely. No, everything is proceeding according to plan, and that the plan is that this March concert is our opening concert, right?
So okay.
And what we're doing at that concert is bringing the music back, right? And we're announcing our first full season,
okay,
which is the 2011-2012 season, beginning September, October, going through the following April.
If you would like to meet Paul Haas, you can go online. I know, in fact, I found you under symphoconcerts.org. And I want to know, before you go, you're the founder and artistic director of SYMPHO, S-Y-M-P-H-O. What is that?
SYMPHO is a hybrid orchestra, chorus, production company, whatever you want it to be. Basically, what we exist to revitalize the classical music concert experience for a modern audience. And so it developed out of my having gone to a lot of concerts where I felt less than engaged for whatever reason. And so I basically wrote down all of the different ideas I had to correct, if you will, the things that weren't quite engaging me, like, you know, long dead periods of time, you know, basically the visual experience akin to, you know, watching paint dry on a wall. So our first concert, for instance, was called Rewind, and it was a musical journey back through time through 5 centuries of music, and it was nonstop, 90 minutes, no breaks at all. I commissioned composers to connect all of the pre-existing pieces together, so that's how you got rid of the breaks. We had theatrical lighting. I commissioned an installation artist to create sculptures for the event, hanging from the ceiling. Anyway, this thing, we had a line. This is in Manhattan, where everyone is jaded. We had a line around the block for tickets. We totally sold out, got some of the greatest press anyone has ever gotten. And, you know, it's been a wild ride ever since. But this year, our event on February 16th at the Park Avenue Armory in New York was just chosen by WQXR FM in New York City, the classical station there, as the top new music event of 2011.
Okay, so you're going to be announcing the new season at the first concert.
Correct.
Does that mean there'll be written material there for people to see, or are you just going to talk about it?
No, we'll have something written in the program, and you know, there'll be a lot more information at that point.
At this performance, when the concert is finished, will you come out and say hello to the people in the lobby, so people can get to know you? Or
absolutely,
no, never, no,
yeah. No. Yes, no, we do not. We no longer live in the 1950s. Absolutely, my. Of course, I guess I never did live in the 1950s, but that's another matter. I'm going to be there before the concert. I'm hoping to be able to say a couple words about the different pieces. And after the concert, I'm going to be there to meet people. Sona exists for the 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 people.